Now, you're a contactee, are you?
Yes, I've been a contactee most of my life, from childhood.
What happened?
Well, let's see, where do I begin? As a young child, my mother would say, reported me later on, because I don't remember that far back, that as far as she could remember, I talked to spirits, which, of course, many children do. But I would see little beings, little forms, light forms, that would give me information that I would then relay to her. Things like, do you realize that we have a multiverse, not a universe, that we come from other dimensions, and information that children at that time weren't even having access to. So that was the beginning. And then I had this is the first time I'm actually coming forward with this in public. So I've never really talked about that, but I have had actual contact in the house, seeing beings in the next room. But they were never frightening. They were never like grays, or I never had that feeling that I was being taken anywhere. It wasn't a normal.
What is normal these days, Patricia?
Yeah,
huh?
That's for sure, even those days. But one thing that happened that I think is the most important, probably, as far as being a contactee, it goes back to about 2001. I was in the house, and I was working at the computer, and I had a crash in the computer, and then a huge surge of energy. The lights just went up and down, up and down, and all I knew to do was to run out of the house and went as far as the gate, which is about 100 yards, sorry. And looking back at the house, it was like a Steven Spielberg set. The lights were going off, on, off, on, which I found strange. And I looked up, and above the house was a very low-forming cloud. It looked like a fog. And above that was a show of lights, not unlike Close Encounters of the Third Kind. And in that moment, I knew, I was sure that something was going to pull me up into the craft. I never actually saw a craft, but I saw these lights. There's no question about it. And what's interesting is that my neighbor called over the fence and said, Patricia, and I'm in Italy. The Italians are not as open-minded to the idea of UFOs, perhaps, as we are, at least down here in Rome. So she said, are you looking up? And I said, yeah. And she said, is it a UFO? And I said, I think it's a fleet.
A witness, so, right?
Pardon?
You had a witness.
Yeah, that's what's exciting. And what happened is that three houses in my immediate vicinity had incidents where their television sets blew out, refrigerators blew out, and one woman was taken to the hospital because the glass from the television blew into her face.
These occurrences, Patricia, are you convinced that they're coming from other dimensions, or are they coming from our physical realm?
I think both. I personally I have contact from other dimensions, which I'd like to talk about today, but I also believe that we have beings within our solar system and from other solar systems that have simply figured out we're still stuck in the idea of time, space, and how to traverse space. And obviously, in a higher knowledge, in a higher context of technology, I think they've got it. They've got the way to move through space without being limited. So I do think that we are having contact from multidimensional contact and also extraterrestrials in the third dimension.
Well, what's amazing now is even modern science, they're beginning to admit that we have many more dimensions than they ever had thought. And I find that to be fascinating.
I do, too. I think Michio Kaku has done a lot for us. I know he's been on your show before,
And
he was also on mine. And he really represents, in my opinion, the scientific approach to multidimensional reality. In fact, what he brings forward is so very much like the metaphysician's understanding of multidimensional reality. And that is what we're dealing with now, is the merging of that left-brained approach and the right-brain or metaphysical approach to the eternal question of our reality.
What do you mean by beyond the matrix, as you dedicate this to the merging of science and spirit?
Well, I like to think of the matrix as the limited field of conventional experience of pretty much a limited view of the universe, of our lives, of mechanics, the old way of perceiving our reality. Beyond the matrix is everything else. Beyond the net that holds our minds in obedience and limitation.
This matrix, which is never ending, I've called it the wireless internet, that we're all connected to it. Do you believe that too?
If you refer to, my reference to Beyond the Matrix is a very limiting, almost like a chain that encapsulates us in limitation. But if you're talking about plugging into that higher field,
yes,
where
tapping into it,
yeah, I think we're talking about two different things.
Your matrix, this merging of science and spirit, what creates it?
I think that at the essence of existence for humanity, there is an eternal quest to understand who we are, why we're here, what is God, and how did life begin? And that is the questing that is beyond the matrix of the plasma that we've been sold is reality.
Can we get answers to those questions?
I'm sorry?
Can we get answers to those questions?
It looks like we're getting them now. I mean, we're really in a position now where we have almost more information than we can handle. I think you'll agree with that. It's just, it's so fast and it's so furious. And we are now in a position of having to discern what are we going to embrace, because there are so many concepts that are coming to us and so much technology that are breaking through old barriers that we have to really work at being able to embrace, well, being able to find our balance with all of this information, and everything has to be, let's say, judged step by step as we go on to the higher picture.
Let's talk about some of your past work too, Patricia, because that is an important base of all of this, where you looked at some of these indigenous cultures from the past. What got you looking at them, and what did you find out?
Well, I have been on a quest all my life, and as much, let's say, in my 20s, I started traveling and have been to Peru and Egypt and Mexico, and always searching for a more profound connection between the earth and humankind.